Blog Talk Radio.
All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire in darkest times. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a parent. I have lived in the goodness of God. Yes, for all my life you have been faithful. Oh, yes, you have. For all my life you have been so, so good. Every word that I am there, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after me. With my life laid out, I surrender. I give you everything, Lord. Your goodness is running after me.
All about his goodness. He's been good to us. He's been the God that's slow to anger, and he's been mighty quick with his mercy. His goodness is following us. So stop being surprised and God show up on your behalf, know that his goodness is following us wherever we go. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, for the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you guys. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to ask Pastor Bill. He should give us a report on Evangelist Renee before we get started. And if you care to pray, you can go and pray.
Amen. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Well, Evangelist Renee, she's doing better. She's just going to stay in the hospital until it's time for her surgery. But she's thanking each and every one for their prayers. But she's doing a lot better. Praise God. Amen.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, God is good. Amen. Philippians 4 and verse 4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Verse 5, let your moderation be made known unto all men. Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you, Father God, for your many, many blessings. And Lord, we're thanking you for the healing that's taken place, Father God.
Yes.
And Lord,
yes.
Know that there's a lot more that's going through something, Lord. But we know your word says you're a way maker out of no way. And we are getting all of our needs met through you, Father God. Thanking you for this broadcast, Father God. We're thanking you for our pastor as he teaches the word. And we're thankful for those that are calling in, those that participate, those that are listening by internet, Father God. We're just thankful, Father God, your word is going out. And Lord, we just give you praise today, Father God. For without you, Lord, we could do nothing. And we're so thankful that we can rest in you, Father God, knowing that there's nothing impossible for you to do, Father God. So, Lord, we want to say thank you. Lord, we ask that you'll bless all those who've asked us to keep them in prayer, those that are sick and shut in, those who are bereaved, and those who are going through, Father God. So, Lord, we ask that we be able to speak a word when you guide us, when you give us that nudge that we need to say something. And, Lord, we just want to make sure that it's from you we speak, Lord. So, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord, and we just ask that you continue to bless our pastor as he teaches the word. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen,
amen. Amen, amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor Bill, for that. I felt Brad and the update on Evangelist Renee. Thank God for you. And we're all going to continue to agree that God's will be done. And I'm just going to leave it right there. That God's will be done. That's so important. Is that we know that we want to be in God's will. So whatever he's doing, see, he's handling this thing. You can't cut him short. Let him handle it. You know, it's sort of like, you know, when you're driving and you got somebody next to you and they know the way too, but sometimes you got to just let that person go. Maybe they know where they're going. You know, just gotta just calm down, chill out. They got the wheel. In other words, God got the wheel. So let him do his thing. We know she's in good hands. And that goes for all of us. Remember that God got the wheel.
Amen.
Let that be a word for you today. God has the wheel. So when the enemy comes, remind that creep, God has the wheel. Okay?
Amen.
So
yes.
I don't care what the devil said. God got this. And I think it was Evangelist Renee that said, God got me. And so I like that. I like that attitude. That's saying God got the wheel. So just trust him. Trust him.
Amen.
You can't be trying to, well, you should have turned this way. Should have went. No, trust him. Maybe know a better way. One time I was driving and the person didn't know I knew another route, knew a quicker route. You don't have to always go the way your mind telling you. Sometimes there's a different route.
All right. Say that.
So GPS, they can give you direction, but there's some other little alleys and stuff you can go through to get where you're going. They may not take you through the ghetto. They may not take you this way. But see, when you got the wheel and you know where you're going, you know, just sit back and ride. Enjoy the ride. So I agree with you, Pastor, that God's will be done in our sister and friend Renee's life. Okay. All right. Anybody have anything they want to share before we get going? I've been trying to work that a little bit that, because I want, if you got something to say, want to share it, go for it. If not, we're going to go back to our foundational scripture. And we know we got a couple of them, but in Philippians, the third chapter, I believe we was at the 13th verse, and we'll read through the 15th verse. I'll read out the King James Version. And Pastor, you can read it out of the Messenger Bible or whatever. Everybody gets know where we're at here, so we can do this as we go. Okay, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the higher calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, I just love when it says that, be thus minded. And if any other thing ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Amen. Reading from the Message Bible. By no means do I count myself an expert in all of this, but I've got my eye goal where God is beckoning us onward to Jesus. I'm off and running. And I'm not turning back. So let's keep focused on that goal. Those of us who want everything God has for us, if any of you have something else in mind, something less than total commitment, God will clear your blurred vision. You'll see it. Yet, now that we're on the right track, let's stay on it. Amen.
So we're talking about obtaining things. I just like what it just said a moment ago. This is what he wants to do. He wants to attain the higher calling of God that's in Christ.
Hallelujah.
This is what God wants us at. He wants us in that higher calling. And that higher calling, we just said yesterday, it's the glory of God.
Yes.
Listen, brothers and sisters, how I know that? Because the Bible said, now remember we were talking about the image, right? The Bible says that who being the brightness of his glory and the express image. Wait a minute, let me see here. I want to make sure. He being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged out sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. We want to be in God's glory, and that is being in Christ, because the Bible says that the brightness of his glory. So Paul writes, I want y'all to hear him say this. He says he wanted to obtain the higher calling that's in Christ Jesus. But you got to press now. You got to press toward the mark of the higher calling in Christ Jesus. Not Jesus, but in Christ Jesus. There is a higher calling. And that's what we're going to talk about. We commented on some stuff yesterday, but it's important, brothers and sisters, you understand. The higher calling, as Pastor Fine, Revelation. I think it was a Revelation. Revelations 5, verses 10. I think that's what it was there. Ask Pastor Reed that out of the Messenger Bible. I can read it out of the King James Version. Because this is the higher calling. So let's get that established first. What is the higher calling? The higher calling is, Revelations 5, 10 says, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on earth. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Then the Message Bible. Let's see here. Then, okay, let me think. I have to start up a little further. It said, "Worthy, take the scroll, open it, seal." Same thing in you brought men and women, brought them back from all over the earth. Brought them back for God. Then you made them a kingdom, priests for our God, priests, kings to rule over the earth. Amen.
You see, go ahead, Pastor.
Oh, yeah, I said that last part where it says, then you made them kingdom, priests for our God, priests, kings to rule over the earth. Amen, amen.
And being, and thank you so much, and being in that higher calling, God called us kings and priests. Queen, that's now. That's on the earth now. There will come a time. And you will hold to that image now because, you know, you did transition from earth to heaven. You're still going to hold on to that. Because the Bible says, and I saw a throne and set upon them, and the judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received the mark upon their forehead or in their hand, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Listen, brothers and sisters, but the rest of the dead live not again until the 1,000 years were finished. Was finished. This is the first resurrection. So that's the resurrection that we part of. So the Bible said, blessed and the holy is he that have part in the first resurrection, and the second death have no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. See, we're at that place now where, and I want y'all to, I just want you all to see that we're at a place now where we're in Christ. We are, and we have to press toward that. And that's what he was talking about. Just like he's telling us that we have to press toward that mark. When you understand there's a call and you have to answer that thing, you have to answer the call. So you can obtain. To obtain that higher calling, there is a higher calling, and that's what I have to get in our spirit. That has to get in our spirit. The higher calling will produce you as a winner. That higher calling will make you gain. Yes, it will secure your place in Christ. The higher calling. There's one that's above, and God wants you to obtain that. He wants you to, and I want to say you can earn it because you press, but you are to receive something. When you are obtaining something, you are receiving something. You are gaining That's what you are obtaining something.
Yes.
And what are you going to obtain? Your crown. But before you get, there's some things God wants you to know that you have to obtain. And that is the calling of God that's in Christ Jesus. So that's the part I don't really want to deal with. So Paul began to say, this one thing. So let's look at what he's talking about here in that's my page. He said this, this one thing I do, verse 13. Three parts of this one thing. You got to forget the ground that he had covered. He realized over there in 1 Corinthians 9, and we'll go there, 9:24, 1 Corinthians 9:24, if y'all will go there with me, 1 Corinthians 9:24. You there with me, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor.
Okay. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one received the prize. So run that ye may obtain.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, you've all been to the stadium and seen the athletes race. Everyone runs, one wins. Run to win. All good athletes train hard, do it for a gold medal that tarnishes and fades. You're after one that's gold eternity. Amen, amen.
So, he says it as a race, and he uses term, one thing I do.
Mm-hmm.
And then you stay focused. You have to stay focused on the Word of God. If you're going to obtain, and let me say this again, if you're going to obtain, if you're going to obtain, and why is that so important? Because you're going to have to press your way. You're going to have to press your way if you're going to obtain what's in Christ. I'm just trying to find another way to put this. But he said, to obtain the higher calling. So if there's a higher calling, there's a lower calling. See, a lot of people operate on this earthly calling, but they don't know there's a higher calling, and that higher calling is in Christ, and that's where the prize is at. See, everybody out here running, but don't get disqualified because you put your hand on that line or across that line. Somebody said, I'm in it to win it. Well, if you're in it to win it, you're going to have to press toward this higher calling. A lot of times you'll find yourself pressing, and I'm talking scripture now. You'll find yourself, first of all, pressing toward another degree in him. See, the higher calling is in him, not on earth. It's in him. Understand that. So that's why the Bible says, set your affection on things above.
Yeah.
See? Remember Colossians 3? You are to set your affections on things above and not. I think he really said that. So you got to guard your heart.
Yeah.
You got to forget those things that are behind you. And you have to press your way. So Paul says, one thing I do, I forget those things that are behind me, and I press my neck. So when you reach forth to that which is before me in the race, sometimes you may have to strain every muscle. You may have to use every ounce of strength to win. But when your future depends on it, you'll have problems with it.
Amen.
I'm running for my life. You know, that's the way we ought to look at it. You're running for your life. That's the way you ought to look at it. I press toward that mark. That's what the 14th verse says. This is the prize. This is the purse. This is what you're going to gain, the prize. There's a prize out here. You know, they use this scripture at funerals, but they ain't, a lot of folks ain't really thought about it. To live is Christ. To die is gain. To live is Christ. To die is where my prize at. I'm going to get my prize now.
All right. Praise God.
See, but as long as I'm here on earth, it's about Christ.
Mm-hmm.
It's about being in Christ. In whom? In him. So when I think about what I have in Christ, most of us know that we're being justified freely in his grace through redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Redemption.
Amen.
See, the Bible says, for what the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, that's what I press toward. I press toward the law of life that is in Christ Jesus. Why? Because it had made me free from the law of sin and death. Can't live both of them. A lot of folks trying to live the law. See, you pressing toward trying to keep man's law when Christ's law is there for you. That's what you got to press toward. That's why Romans 8:1 says, therefore now is no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Remember, this is about being in Christ, man.
Amen.
Hear the scripture from the root of it. If you hear what he's really saying here, to obtain the higher calling of God in Christ. So all the goodies is in Christ.
Amen.
I quoted a scripture yesterday. I think it was Philippians. Well, I tell you that was in Philippians 4 and 19, Pastor. Read that. Yeah, listen, brothers and sisters, I don't know how many times people get this scripture wrong, but I want you to hear it today. I want you to get some revelation knowledge on this scripture today. God is going to reveal something to you right now if you open up your heart and open up your mind and listen. Because a lot of times people, they take this as meaning earthly stuff, and it's not. This is spiritual. So when Paul says that I obtain the higher calling, the higher calling is in the of God, is in Christ. So in Philippians 4, read 19 for me there, Pastor.
Okay. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Yes. His riches, watch this, his riches is in glory. Have nothing to do with no earthly stuff. Now, you got a lot of folks, you can't tell that, but I'm telling you, his riches is in glory.
Hallelujah.
That's why you have to be in the glory of God. That's where God wants you living in his glory. We went through that already.
Mm-hmm.
He wants us in his glory. It's revealed from glory to glory. So you need to be in the glory to receive what he have in the glory. And then the Bible says Jesus is the express image of his glory, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. And the Bible says he have all by the word of his power. When he had by himself sit down, heard out singing. He did away with sin, and then he sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. So listen, brother and sister, this is about, when you read this, your needs is according to spiritual stuff, not physically stuff. I get it. I can hear the wheels in your head turning. Well, I got this and I got that. Listen, brothers and sisters. God have given us everything pertaining to godliness, but it's in Christ. His rich stuff is in Christ. His best stuff is in Christ. That's spiritual stuff. That stuff that's going to get you over, that you can take with you when you make the transition. That's what you need. That's what you need to be flashing when you leave here. You're in Christ. Even though you pass from life to eternity, you're not going to die anymore.
Amen.
We're running to your preacher so they can look it up and do this. But you're not going to die anymore. It's been appointed to the man to die once. After that, the judgment. You only have to die once. So if you die now, you don't have to die later. Let me say that one more time. If you die now, you don't have to die later.
Thank you.
Did you hear that?
Hallelujah.
Because you've already been made right. Remember, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ. Our redemption is in Christ. So he can't turn around and charge us for the same thing. We died already. And like Christ died, we died. And when Christ was risen, we was risen. That's not.
Amen.
That's not when you get over there. That has to happen here. But you got to press. You got to press. I'm going to keep saying that. This is a pressing way. Because the enemy going to throw a lot of traps for you. But you got to keep on pressing. Because you got to obtain.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll get some haters. But that's okay. Let me tell you what. The Lord told me to welcome my haters. I said, He said, yeah. That's what they do. They hate. Let them do their job.
Mm-hmm.
They're haters. They're supposed to hate. But listen, they're supposed to hate the Christ in you, not your stuff. And don't get that twisted. Because a lot of people think folks hate them because they got a new car, they got money, they got... No. Hate that they see the brightness of Christ in you.
Amen.
Let them hate that. You know why? Because it's all about being in Christ. So that's what we're going to deal with. This higher calling is in Christ. Everything that we have is in Christ. Our forgiveness is in Christ. Remember Romans 10:14? How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And then how shall they hear without a preacher? Everything is in him.
Yeah.
So we being many are one body in Christ. And every one member, one of another. We're connected to one another when you're in Christ. There's no separation. We're in Christ, man.
Amen.
But of him are ye in Christ. But of him, I tell you, when you see that word, but, forget about what I just said. Remember what's finna come forth. But of him are ye in Christ. You're in Christ Jesus, whom God hath made unto you wisdom, there's my wisdom, and righteousness, there's my righteousness, and sanctification, there's my sanctification, and redemption. All of it is in Christ. Everything you need is in Christ.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Amen.
So that's what we're going to be dealing with this week, obtaining that higher calling of God that's in Christ. I'm getting all my needs met. But the spiritual need, tell me about the spiritual need. Because let me tell you what, brothers and sisters, at some point in time, you got to understand that people are going to eat, they're going to have cars, they're going to have all this, and they don't even know God. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So about you bragging about God did this, God, that don't mean anything. Yeah, people don't even do that. They don't even go to no church. They don't read no Bibles. I'm telling you, they don't read nobody's Bible. And they got more stuff than you got. So we're not put here to, I mean, God wants you to have this. Don't nobody get it twisted. And now you're getting good understanding. That's what you need to understand, is that God wants you to live comfortable, have all this stuff, but that shouldn't be your focus. That shouldn't be what you're really seeking after. What you ought to be seeking after is the higher calling in God, that's of God that's in Christ Jesus, because that's where your eternal life is going to be. It's a shame you're going to live this life and you didn't live no better than your neighbor, and your neighbor never knew God and got just as much as you got, and you end up at the same place. No, you want to end up somewhere different. How about your eternal life?
Yes, amen.
Yeah, we got to get that straight. We got to get that clear in our head. What is it that make us different? What is it that set us apart? Well, the calling of God that's in Christ Jesus. That's what it's about. Okay. We are at the point where if you have anything you'd like to share, press 1, and we'll let you in. Hallelujah.
Amen. The pastor reading is 15. And I want to say down to 15. I'll read it from the King James and then I'll read it from the New Living Translation. And its title is Pressing Toward the God. Pressing Toward God. Amen. So it said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let not therefore as many as be perfect be this minded, and if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. So reading it from the New Living Translation, it says, know, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I put on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. Let all who are spiritually mature agree on these things. If you disagree on some point, I believe God will make it plain to you. Amen, amen. So as you were teaching, I could hear all these points, all these, I guess the, well, for lack of a better word, all of the you're bringing out for, about this scripture and how we need to continue to press on. Amen. And obtain our prize. Amen. And like you say, it's all in Christ Jesus.
Right. And you have to put your confidence in Christ. So tomorrow we're going to hit on a few points, and one of them is put no confidence in flesh.
Yeah.
Eightfold superior of Paul's flesh. So you all can see that. To attain to the resurrection, you got to be part of the resurrection now, the first resurrection. You don't want to be part of the second resurrection. You want to be part of the first resurrection, yes, now. So we're going to deal with a little of that tomorrow, too. And then the Bible says over in us, we're to be found in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. We're to be found in Christ. And you need to make sure that's a surety, an absolute,
yeah,
that you be found in Christ. Okay.
Amen.
2478, the last four numbers. Hallelujah. I think this is the overseer. 2478.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I was encouraged by the broadcast today. And I thank God for it, to set our affection on things above. I always tell them, no matter what all these things God allow us to enjoy here, we shouldn't worship these things because we're going to leave it here for somebody else to enjoy. So we should work on our soul each and every day and strengthen it through the word of God to realize that we're not going to take none of these earthly material things with us. So we got to work on the part, the spiritual part of us that's going to go with us, what God got prepared for us. I enjoyed the word. I enjoyed the scriptures she read. Y'all be blessed and know that I love you, and I'll get on when I can. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Amen. Love you,
God
too.
Bless you. Thank you so much. Yeah, that's our foundational scripture. For those that may not know it, that's our foundational scripture. That's the Philippians 3:13-15 is our foundational scripture. So we're going to deal with it tomorrow. We're going to pick it up, and we'll share other scriptures as we go. And those are some of the points that we'll be making on tomorrow. But we are talking about the higher calling. Now, remember, if there's a higher calling, there's a lower calling. So you got to know where you're at. You either operate in a higher calling that's in Christ. Now, I'm not talking about in religion. I'm not talking about in church buildings. I'm not talking about in church organization. I'm talking about the higher calling that's of God now that's in Christ. And that's something you have to seek for, the higher calling that's in, it's first of all, let me make sure I say of God, but it's in Christ. The higher calling is of God, but he put it in Christ, like all the riches is in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Amen.
Spiritual now. So when you talk about riches, you're talking about Christ, stuff in Christ, the riches in Christ.
Amen.
Just want everybody to understand it. Okay, if nothing else, anyone else? You know what? I'm going to give y'all a bonus today since y'all stuck around. I had told y'all on the other day, I forget what day that was, about the eclipse. Right? And I had shared some things and told y'all how things going to get crazy, this type of thing. And the Lord showed me, and I told you guys that the sun didn't shine from the 6th to the 9th hour. And the Lord showed me the reason it didn't shine. Now, I know people in, you know, down through history, every time you have an eclipse, a total eclipse, sometimes you get halfway. But every time you have a total eclipse, it goes from one end to the other end to cover, to show that darkness will never outshine the light. I want y'all to know that darkness will never outshine the light, even though it may get black, dark, but it will never out. There's going to always be some light.
The earth
came in between, the moon came in between the earth and the sun. So that's why you saw that. But here's the thing. The Lord showed me the revelation in that on yesterday is that it had to happen like that so people understand that Jesus covered everything, that darkness could never stop us. I don't care what sin ever did. God has grace. That's how much light he got, that he will always shine even in the darkest hour. You're going to see it come through. It may go from one end to the other. And darkness sometimes will be in our life like that. But if you stay with the Lord in just a few seconds, see, you're going to start seeing the light. The light's coming back. It's coming back. Know that. Amen. Let that be a word for you. No matter how much darkness it seems to be, God said, I got enough grace for you to come back. And when you think about it. Don't be afraid to admit that, God, you did it for me last time. You know, the last time I need, you was there. See, don't forget that now. Don't forget who healed you the last time. Don't forget who helped you the last time. Light came right on through that situation. Don't forget that. It was God. No, you might not have asked it, but, hey, it was God who helped you through that. Don't forget that. See, Satan wants you to forget. That's why the Bible says, forget not my benefits. Don't forget that. That it was God that helped you the last time. And you remember that time when you didn't know which way to go and how to go? That was God. He shined right on through. And so don't let the devil tell you, oh, this ain't going to happen now, and that ain't going to happen. It's going to happen because he got you. He
yes.
got you like that.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.